Welcome to the Josh Johnson Show. I'm Josh Johnson, joined by my co-host, fellow stand-up comedian Logan Nielsen. Logan, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I had this memory of a thing, but I wanted to get your opinion first. Have you ever watched a bar fight happen?
In what sense? Not in like a big smash and brawl like cowboy fight, but I've seen people fight in bars, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just mean fight in bars. Like, to me, it's like a bar fight if you're fighting in a bar and it's more than one person fighting their demons.
True, but I have family members who have been in some actual like bar brawls, like
Wild West. I think so. That's why it's like, I've never seen those. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm with you. I personally,
my mom was
like,
in one.
What?
She wasn't like super in the mix of it, but it was like, yeah, someone started shit with one of my cousins while a bunch of family members were out, and then like a full on bar brawl ensued where like people were being threatened with pool cues and like hit with bottles, and like it was a full on like,
yeah.
And this is like 15 years ago. Like, this isn't like in my mom's youth. This was like,
yeah,
I was old enough to hear about it and go, damn, I wish I had been there.
Yeah. Wow. That's insane. Yeah. Okay. Cause the thing is, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'll just bring up why I asked you. So
yes,
someone reminded me that in college there was a pretty decent, it was still wasn't a brawl because it wasn't more, I feel like a brawl is more than four people. I think that when you get into a bar fight and it's like maybe two on two or three guys trying to gang up on one guy, that to me is still a fight. A brawl is like where it is unavoidable, like you can't just keep having your drink. People can watch a fight happen, right, over there. A brawl is when it's like almost like a cartoon with the smoke where you might get caught up in the cloud. Like, that to me,
yeah,
requires more than four people.
A brawl is that is now what is happening in this room.
Yes,
like a fight,
yes,
can happen in a corner, and like, you know, because I've broken up like fights at bars where it's two guys go at each other and it's like, but that's like a little thing. But a brawl is where it's like everyone has to get out of the way.
Yeah. And I think that even if you're in a pretty sizable bar, more than four people just starts to get messy.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
So,
because allegiances get shady too.
Yeah.
How many people? It's rare you have like perfect, like this group is this team, this group's this team. You know what I mean? Yeah.
One of my favorites, once again, I'm trying to not digress and digress. I digress. But one of my favorite things is when someone who was trying to help one side gets hit by that side, so then they switch sides.
Yeah.
There's nothing, yes, like when, especially it happens a lot with women, when there are two women that are fighting and a third woman shows up to break it up, whoever hits her first is getting ganged up on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, like now it's like, I was trying to help you, I don't even know you, but you hit me, yeah, in the face, now we're fighting.
It's not intentional, but they do enter the fight kind of as a free agent.
Yes.
It just depends.
Yes.
She can be pushed to one side or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so basically, I bring it up because my friend reminded me that in college, there was a bar fight. Four guys, two on two, mm-hmm, seemingly very fair, right? Mm-hmm. But I realize a thing that I think is really interesting. When you're in a fight and you start to use weapons or, you know, just something that's not the fist, right? Depending, mm-hmm, on if that thing breaks, depends on what we think of you. So if you go to hit someone with a, okay, bottle, right? And bottles, mm-hmm, are not like in the movies. If you hit somebody with a bottle and it shatters, you've killed that person, right? So just so you know, just because a lot, oh, yeah, of people don't realize that. A lot of people think that all wine bottles are like brittle as wine glasses and stuff like that. And it's like, that's not the case a lot of the time. Like, sure, they, mm-hmm, may fall off a shelf and shatter, but like, mm-hmm, off a human skull, no.
In that bar fight I mentioned, my cousin was hit in the head with a bottle and it didn't break. And it's just, boom, like you just get.
Yes. Yeah.
You just get. It's rocked. It's a gong.
Yeah. And so.
It's a glass mallet is what that is.
So we're used to bottles breaking in movies and stuff like that, or like a chair breaking or whatever. Okay. In this fight, The two opposite things happen from what you would expect. Okay. So the two guys that went to my school were fighting just two other guys, right? Mm-hmm. I'm hearing the story secondhand from someone who was there that wasn't in the fight, but just witnessed all of it go down.
Right.
And guy one that I went to school with swings a chair at the other guy that's like, you know, team not my school. I have no idea who these people are. and swings it and breaks it on his back, right? But the chair,
like Western, yeah.
The chair is incredibly flimsy.
Oh.
So it does nothing to the actual guy. Like the guy who got hit just turns around and starts swinging, which then makes people think this dude must be a superhero because
yeah.
Because the whole chair shattered on his back. And he just turned around and kept swinging. Then, second guy that went to my school swung a bottle at the other guy, team not my school, right?
Right.
And hit him, cracked him with a bottle real
from
good.
From not my school university.
From not my school university. cracked him real good with the bottle, right? Like across the, I can't remember if they said across the cheek or across the temple, but like where you were trying to protect your head in a fight. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And didn't knock him clean out, like wasn't like some movie knockout or whatever, but knocked him down and he did not, like after he took that knee, he stopped fighting, right?
Right, yeah.
Which then made everybody think that guy was a bitch because the bottle didn't shatter.
Right, yeah. Both people involved are weak because the glass didn't shatter.
Yeah.
This guy just got hit and fell down.
Yeah. And then the other guy broke a chair on the other guy's back. Never mind, the chair was rickety as hell.
Right.
And it just made me think, like, yeah, that's weird that your what people think of you and what people think of the fight all depends on the objects used. Like if someone had broken the bottle and that dude turned around and kept swinging, in a weird way, it would seem normal to people. They wouldn't realize that this dude's literally a superhero with an iron head.
Right, yeah. It's like how two people think like, oh, if you get shot in the shoulder, that's fine. It's like, no. They might have to amputate your arm.
Yeah, yeah. They got to scoop that bullet out.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to be okay. You'll never be able to raise your hand up ever again.
Maybe if they shot you through the trap, because that has a bunch of back muscles that aid it, and like it's not connected to your actual shoulder.
Yeah,
well, it is, but it's not like, yeah,
no, but yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's like it's not working on its own necessarily.
Yeah, like
just by itself. But
if you have weak traps, you're already compensating with the rest of your back.
Yeah, but it's like how they always do it in the movies. It's like, you know, right there, right in the
tendon,
right in the tendon, right like next to the chest. And it's like if you actually got shot there, one, now it's like, oh no, he's got bone shards in his heart. Like, you know,
yeah.
But they always just take it. They're like, ah, don't worry, I'm fine. And then it doesn't even bleed. It's like they would bleed so much.
Yeah, the thing of even if you got shot in the arm, that arm is taking the day off.
At least.
Like, you see these people get shot in the arm and still lift the gun, and I'm like, my man.
And aim it, yeah.
And aim it. I feel like if you got shot in the arm and you still needed to shoot people, we killing everybody now. Like, now I'm just swinging the arm and pulling the trigger and hoping.
Yeah. Or it's like if you actually got pushed through a railing. You got kicked so fucking hard.
If you got pushed through a railing, you've been paralyzed since the middle of that railing.
Exactly. Like an actual sturdy wood railing that you went through.
Yeah.
You might have been knocked out with whatever hit you into the railing.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a thing one time somebody was telling me that they're watching this movie where somebody grabbed the top of a toilet, you know, like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Like that lid, and not the toilet seat lid, the lid for where the water is in the toilet,
the
right?
Ceramic top of the tank. Yeah.
And they hit somebody and did the doing, and then they, you know, fell out, whatever. And I really thought about, I was like, man, that would immediately be a murder charge.
Oh yeah.
It's not even about it breaking. Just getting hit with ceramics that aren't cups is lethal.
Yeah, you're at least disconnecting like a retina. Like
yeah.
If you're hitting someone in the face with that, you're probably breaking their eye socket.
One of my favorite, like, this is a scary person type stories I've heard from mm-hmm. someone is they were at a bar and they saw these two guys like kind of having words jawing at each other from the time the first guy walked in. So they either knew each other and didn't like each other, or the first guy did something that the other guy didn't like, right? Mm-hmm. So they've been going back and forth off and on the whole night. Because, you know, there's also that thing, that alpha thing of like, now that I've yelled at him, I got to stare at him a while, make sure he's uncomfortable.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So right when the staring would be getting ready to stop would be when they would have words again. But right. These are in like 10-minute intervals. Like, it got to the point where people were kind of like, y'all should fight. Y'all should. Please get this over with. Please.
Fight or kiss or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever this is, it's consuming our night.
We are trying to watch the game we've all bet too much money on. Please. Right? This guy, the guy who was already in the bar, right? So the guy who has mm-hmm. the problem with the dude who walked in. When it's time to fight, he takes two mugs, like ceramic type mugs, right?
Okay.
Puts his hand through the handle of each one. So now they're almost like, like almost fit like gloves, right?
But he's holding the mugs, but has the
handle
over his hand, almost like if it's a brass knuckle, but he's basically holding a glass then.
Like brass knuckles, right?
Not the other way around. Because for a second, I thought he was just basically holding two coffee mugs.
No. Like, he wasn't holding two coffee mugs out. That would be hilarious.
That's what I thought you meant at first.
Yeah. But
inverted. Okay.
Yeah, inverted. Yeah. So like you would hold it to drink it, right? Yeah. Within the palm.
Sure.
Slams both of his hands down to break the mugs.
Oh, God.
And just lifts up, is still ready to go, and just is lifting up two shards for paws.
Oh, God.
And everyone was like, the fact that you would even think to do that means you need to be in prison.
Because you thought, I thought, well, this is going to backfire.
No.
This man's just about to cut his hands.
No, this is according to plan. This man slammed his hands down just enough to crack the ceramic, now pulls up two, like, just shards, but with handles in his palms, and is ready to cut up this dude.
Which means he's totally done this before.
Which means he's either done it before or the exact same thing has happened to him.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and take
at worst,
a card.
He's seen it done.
Yeah, let me go ahead and take a page out of old Bubba's book.
Yeah.
Who cut me up real good in 92.
Yeah. Shit. Now that I'm out of the hospital, I know how I'm staying out of the hospital.
Yeah. Just slammed wow. his hands down, lifted them back up. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it could have backfired. Like maybe it's why he grabbed it that way, because maybe if you try to do it the other way, you cut your hand. I have no idea. But like, popped
them down.
That's
the scariest thing I've ever heard. That's the scariest man in the world.
And just had these like two paws of shards of ceramic. Cause now that's the only time that a slap is scarier than a punch.
Yeah, I can choke you with glass now.
Yeah, like as soon as I close my hands, you will not be recognizable.
That would be if I was having an issue with somebody and then they did that.
Yeah,
I would go get them a gift. Like I would just be like, yeah. We're done. You win. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Those are like closed casket moves. Like that dude's like, I'm trying to make sure that at the yeah. funeral, everybody just goes, ooh.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And these guys didn't like know each other? Or you said maybe they
know.
Did. You have no idea. But
yeah, the way the story was told to me was just like that guy walked in and some problem ensued. So I don't know if they knew each other or not. I just know that like they kept going back and forth off and on for like half an hour.
Right.
And it was clear it was like towards a fight. That's why people just started getting tired of them, because they weren't sitting next to each other arguing loudly. They're arguing like across other people.
And this is at a party?
It's at a bar.
This is at a bar. This is at a bar. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
No, if it's at a party, you ask them to leave the first 10 minutes into the argument.
Right. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
But now let's just imagine the alternate scenario where that plan totally backfires. Where now he does that with the glasses, and now it's just, everyone's like, fuck, we gotta get to an emergency room.
Yeah. He's just lifting up two bloodied hands, like, I hit it too hard. I really tried to aggro the thing out, and...
Yeah. Or they didn't break right away. What if they also didn't break?
If they didn't break, that would be pretty funny. But, honestly, look, I didn't even think... When the story was being told to me, I didn't think that he would break them. In my head, I was like, you would really hurt somebody with just two ceramic hands.
Right. But if it shatters, then you're in real danger of cutting up yourself. So I guess if they're pre-broken, now they're just pointy.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, but that's... Yeah, that would be one of the more intimidating things to see in your life, is someone do that.
That the only way that it would be less scary is if he learned that trick from his teacher in pottery class. That's the only way that you could be like, all right, I mean, maybe this guy's got a heart of gold. Who knows?
If you hit a ceramic mug perfectly like this, half of it will break.
Half of it'll break, and you'll be able to change someone's life.
See, and then now I want to know this. I actually want to know this ceramics teacher now.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy who did arts and crafts in prison.
Man. Wow. Yeah.
Like, I would, like, that is one I would be fine backing down immediately. And then if anyone's like, what, are you going to back down? I go, yes. That's the scariest. You win, sir.
Mm-hmm.
A drink from me.
Yeah. But he called you a bitch. It's like, yeah, and when he does it again, I won't be here. So.
Yeah. Shit, I might even leave my card here. I don't care.
Yeah. The other one. I actually did see this one myself. This one made me laugh very hard. Guy swung. This is in Wrigleyville back in the day. Guy swung at a dude and like had he was kind of jacked, right? Mm. But he had so much torque behind the swing that this is one of those you see those like scary one knockout things where people fall wrong and they die and stuff.
Right, yeah.
This was not that, but it could have been, because this guy reared back and just, you can tell when people don't fight, because they fight like every move is gonna end the fight.
Yeah.
Whereas when you fight, when you've been in fights and you understand fighting, you're like, all right, I may get an opportunity, but this is a fight now.
And you have to look for your opening when you've been in an actual fight.
It doesn't have to last forever, but like, I don't have it yet. You can't take the shot, right?
Yeah.
This guy was swinging like every move was going to be the viral video, the knockout, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy rears back and like, you know, the thing where you're trying to pop your back and so you lift both arms and you swing back and forth, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay,
where you twist your torso.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that, but a punch. So no stance, right? Legs in a horrible position. He just standing straight legged.
That's like, I think we had a He-Man action figure that did that.
Yes.
Just both fists up and with power twist action.
Exactly like a 2000s action figure, right? Rears back to punch this dude. He couldn't have telegraphed it more if he sent him a telegram. Like, this is one of the worst punches I've ever seen thrown in my life. This was horrible. I'm not even a fighter, and it made me want to teach this dude how to fight.
Just calls out, I'm about to punch you.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, man. This just in from the other side of the sidewalk.
Hear ye.
And so my man rears back and goes to punch. And it is, immediately and obviously dodged. It's dodged so effortlessly, it makes the other guy look really good at fighting. But he just saw that he was going to get punched from 20 seconds away.
Right.
So, yeah. Of course, you're going to move. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like dodging a slow-moving car. It's
yes. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I guess your life flashed before your eyes. I don't know.
And so this dude rears back, swings. Guy he's trying to punch dodges it by ducking. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, now I've really got him. And he literally just swings the other hand from the same position. Like, has not learned his lesson at all. Swings the other hand from the same position. This guy coming up sees that one coming because it's almost as slow. Leans back. And now everybody's going, ooh, because it's like now we're watching a fight, which we're not. It's just one guy is ripped and taking horrible swings and the other guy's built like a regular person, but is just doing the obvious amount to not be hit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then the guy on his second swing throws himself off balance, and it looked like a ghost tripped him. Because the first swing was already hard, but then he took all the momentum from the first swing to try to rebound it in the second swing and threw his arm and himself off balance.
Mm-hmm.
So without this guy even touching him, this guy's on the ground now.
Okay. Yeah. So it is hard to make those action figures stand up sometimes, you know, because they're so top heavy with the big arms, you know.
Yeah, this dude went one swing, two swings, spun out on the ground, right?
That's great.
And then the second guy, who is smaller than him, but he's still kind of, I'd categorize him as a big guy, but the other guy was like a ripped guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just as soon as he falls, steps over, sits down on his stomach, and starts wailing. And it's like, yeah, that's what would happen.
Yeah.
Because this guy doesn't know why he's on the ground. My man who punched.
Yeah, he's still catching up to the situation.
He's learning all these lessons about physics, about force, about gravity.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you remember in the movie Warrior?
Yeah.
When Tom Hardy was in the actual fights now when he's in the tournament. And the guy, he tackles that guy and starts like just wailing off, like slapping him. That's what it looked like. It was just like pow, 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 pow.
It is less cool when you don't take them down, though. It would be because it just made me think of in the movie Warrior, if the guy fell down on his own and then Tom Hardy got on top of him and beat the shit out of him. It's much less cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of sad now.
Yeah. And
Tom, you didn't have to do that.
And then my favorites are the fights that, you know, don't happen, but you have to imagine how it would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, this guy was yelling down at us. And look, to be fair, it was late. Like, I'm glad nothing happened because I don't know who was more in the wrong. Like, truly, okay. I'm trying to not be partial to myself and my friends, but this was when we were on campus and we were just having a night. It was like a Saturday night as well. So that's also why we weren't that pressed about being kind of loud. It's like Saturday night. It's like, maybe it's noon, man. I mean, maybe it's midnight. So it's like, it's not as if it's not like 4 a.m, right?
Okay.
And one of us is very loud. Like, he's loud all by himself. So we keep telling him, like, hey, chill that out. You know, well, all
right. Right, yeah.
Then we're talking, and just us talking, this guy lifts his window, and he's screaming down at us from, like, whatever third floor or whatever. And he's like, we all shut up. We just shut up. People are trying to sleep. Shut up. Right? And I think one of us even yells up, like, oh, sorry, man. We'll keep it down. Right?
Right.
And then we keep talking, and we're much quieter now. Like, now we've actually taken it down from 100 to, like, 75. So we're still talking. We're still laughing when someone says something funny. But it's just nothing, you know what I mean? And then the guy lifts his window again. This is like 10 minutes later. Lifts his window again. He's like, I thought I told you to shut up. You want me to come down there and kick your ass? And then Donovan stands up and walks like under the window. He's like, you want to come make it official? And you see the window close.
And that's then, a great thing to say. You want to make it official. That's really good.
And then we were like, should we go or should we? And I can't remember what Donovan said after that to us, but he was just like, do y'all want to wait for him? Or it's just like, Jeez.
That's pretty good.
I mean, he never came down, but it was just so funny. Like, do you want to make it official? And then where were we? Man, I'm trying to remember. I think this was in Georgia. I was like about to tape for the Netflix thing.
And
we were at this bar. We were at this bar because they were going to let all of the people who asked or wanted to do a warm-up set. So we were going to do a warm-up set at this show. It was at this bar. And it wasn't even one of the comics or anything. It was just like two guys. I'm waiting to go up, so I'm just standing in the back. And it was two guys that clearly weren't friendly or anything, but was like... someone had said something loud from the other side of the bar at one of the guys. So I don't know if that had anything to do with this, but they're both kind of next to me. So I'm well within earshot for what they're saying to each other. And then one dude says to the other, he was like, we can go now or we can go outside. But like, you know, I just don't want you doing anything shifty if I turn my back on you. And the other guy was like, no, I'm gonna hit you in the front.
Ah, yes, a gentleman's agreement.
Yeah. And I was like, man, what a weird, because I don't know these guys and I don't know what was happening beforehand or anything. Mm-hmm. And they don't seem super drunk. So I don't know what is leading to this, you know? Like, sometimes I feel like bars just have this residual energy from bad stuff.
Oh, for sure. No, those, I can tell immediately because I know those guys. Those are the, I'm going out for a fight tonight.
Yeah.
Because the fact that they both were like, it seemed like nothing that heated was happening. And they basically... shook hands on, we are going to fight because we both want to fight out of this. And it's like, yeah, those guys are probably my least favorite people in the world, where you see them walk into a bar and I'm like, oh, this guy's gonna make someone's night an issue.
Yeah, there was a dude I used to work with that before he started going to therapy, he would get in a fight every weekend. And
yeah,
and some of them genuinely did not seem like his fault, because I only ever went out with him once. But he has that, and I told him this. I even told him in a joke, because something similar happened to me one time, like I talked about on stage before, where he just looked like most dads.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, that's like why he got in 99% of the fights he got into. Because
a lot of people are taking out issues with their dad on him.
Yeah, 100%. Because this dude, when I tell you... It's so funny that he's a dad now, because when I met him, you know, he's in his like early 30s. I was in my mid 20s and everything. And it was so funny because I would joke about him about how much of a dad he looked like, because he just had that, you know, glasses, respectable haircut, but nothing like very average haircut.
Nothing flashy, just
nothing
practical.
Flashy. Yeah, exactly. Just a very practical haircut, glasses, was a big guy, but not muscular at all. Like not a fat guy. So you can tell he knew how to handle himself, but he wasn't built like jacked. You could tell that it was mostly like just the fact that he was tall and you know, yeah, big boned or whatever. So he just looks so much like a dad. And he even had like a dad smile. Like he would like if you made him laugh at something, he'd really like, you know, like really like squint and like let the mouth go wide and everything. Just nothing but dad energy. And I'm like, dude, you go into a bar looking like you. Anybody who was ever punched by their dad is going to see their dad in you and walk up and like.
But with that comes the superpower of you can end any fight by just saying, I'm sorry and I'm proud of you. And that, I think, you've won.
Wish he would have tried it. Because also, it would only ever be like white dudes that kicked it off with him. And I was like, yeah, you don't look like a black dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, plenty of black people, plenty of big black dudes at these bars that he's going to, never had a problem with them. It was always like some mid-sized young white guy.
Yep. Yeah.
Who would just be like, what are you looking at? But yeah.
A great kid. That's what I'm looking at.
Apparently he got in a fight most weekends, to the point where, especially once he started going to therapy, he stopped going to bars and would just, you know, go to parties, like drink with friends and stuff like that, not go out with friends to bars. Cause he was like, I didn't start the fights, but I definitely,
I didn't prevent them either.
Yeah. I didn't prevent them.
Yeah.
Like if somebody wanted to fight me, we're fighting. That's fine. Yeah. So the fact that he also didn't help himself by being like, oh, nah, man, I'm not looking for any issue or whatever. The fact that somebody would be like, what are you looking at? And then he'd be like, someone who needs to pick up his toys. And then just boom, swinging.
A failure.
Yeah, a little failure. Huh? You're never going to be anything. That's why you couldn't get into that school.
That's what I'm looking at.
That's why you couldn't get into that school, Steven.
How do you know my name?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. All right? You want to hear something? Because he's like a little drunk. You want to hear something? Then let me tell you something. All right? I don't even love your mom. Start swinging.
You've crossed the line. Teresa deserves better than you.
Yeah. Never met her. Also, I don't like her.
You're not my real dad.
You're not my real dad. No, I know. Just met. I've known the whole time.
Yeah. You're a stranger.
Yeah. Man. I don't know. I think I'd also be too nervous about being in a real bar fight because I feel like there's so many elements.
Dude, I know too many people who have been like fucking kicked once and then they're like knocks them out immediately, severe concussion. Like you can get blinded if you just get hit right. You know what I mean? It's like fighting like that is just never worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like going back to like our movie stuff, like talking about like if that happened in real life. But like one of my favorite things is when they just like hit someone in the back of the head. And then, like, knocks them out, and then they just wake up later, and they're fine. And it's like, no, if you did that and then knocked them out, like, they have at least a severe concussion. They're not going to feel like themselves for a week.
Yeah.
They maybe don't remember math. They're depressed now. I love the idea of, like, a Bond henchman who's really depressed now because he got hit in the head.
I'm going to go get him. I gotta go grab Chance real quick. I'll be right back.
That was so ominous. That was some secret agent shit. He just picked up his phone out of nowhere and said, I'll go get him. and then he just left.
I'll be right back.
We are a go. The eagle has landed. I didn't even remember the phone ring. He just picked it up. Well, since we're midway through the episode and Josh stepped out for a second, I can plug some stuff we have coming up. As of right now, as you're hearing this, we are currently in Texas. We'd be in Austin as of this release. And we're in Texas through Sunday. We're in Austin, then we got Dallas after this. And then Josh has some gigs coming up in Ohio. Let me double check. I'm also with him in Ohio. Let me double check all those dates right now. But June 23rd, Josh is in Akron, Ohio. And then June 24th, he's in Cleveland. And then we meet up June 30th through July 1st in Dayton, Ohio. So that's what's coming up after Texas. You kind of perfectly stepped away halfway, so I'm like, you know, I'll just do a little mid-roll ad break here.
Out here, we're living. It's going to be great.
After you stepped away to do some secret agent shit.
Oh, no, it was just get my dog from daycare.
I didn't hear a phone ring. I just saw, and I didn't just see that you picked up a phone. It just raised into screen, and you said, I'll get him. And then you left. It was very cool. And then you smashed two mugs in your hand.
Smashed two mugs out in my hand. Did that little woof woof motion like Henry Cavill in
where he cocks his arms.
Yeah.
In what is that, Ghost Protocol? Which one is that?
I think it was
Rogue Nation.
I think it was Rogue Nation.
I don't remember what order they're in at all. I've never seen them actually. Did the call freeze, or are you just giving me a look?
You've never seen...
We have discussed this.
Any of them?
I've actually never seen any Mission Impossible movies, not even the first one back in the 90s. I know. I haven't seen any of them.
You say we've discussed this like I've been harping on you about it for years. I feel like this is a different franchise that you've said.
You've had that reaction when I've said I haven't seen the Mission Impossible movies. You've stared at me.
They're not the Fast and Furious movies.
I've seen all those. Except for the new one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You've seen all the Fast and Furious, but you haven't seen a single Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I've just never seen somebody living their life exactly so wrong.
It's not that I think the Fast and Furious movies are high art and Mission Impossible is not worth my time.
It's not about art. It's about how you fill your time in your life.
I've only seen all the Fast and Furious movies because... a couple of friends made me watch all of them.
At gunpoint? What are you talking about?
No, it was just get together. They wanted me to watch all of them because a new one was coming out. And they had done it once before. And it was really, really fun.
I'm sure it was.
So let's, you and me, let's watch all the Mission Impossibles together, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do that. There.
Let's done. Do it. Get your life right.
We'll do episodes on it. Let's do a little Mission Impossible podcast.
Uh huh.
In podcast Mission podcast. No, that's not it.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Mm-mm.
Yep, we're making that.
No, maybe we leave.
Coming
that
soon to Patreon.
Alone.
Mission Impossible.
Don't make promises
like
you can't keep.
Nope, Impossible has won me over. I'm gonna get him, gang. I'm gonna break him down. We're gonna do Mission Impossible.
My man. Ugh.
I know. My man. I'm a good idea machine. I know.
You're a machine of something.
No, the other franchise you were disappointed me in is I haven't seen any of the John Wicks either. That was the one.
Yeah, I was less disappointed in that because it's only four, so you'll be able to knock that out in a day.
See, now, usually people are more aggressively upset about the John Wick thing than the Mission Impossible thing.
I could see it, but I think Mission Impossible is just such a, it's so big, whereas John Wick is very new and it's its own world, and it's like, mm-hmm. There are reasons to have missed John Wick. If you haven't seen a Mission Impossible, and you've been avoiding it for decades now. That's a different thing.
Well, I think
thing.
That's part of it, too, is like they had like this, oh, it was a cool big movie. Then it had this dip of like, who cares? It was gone for a long time. Then came back and then like they got good.
Yeah.
Which is kind of similar to the Fast and Furious franchise, too, if we're really.
How so?
We'll watch all those together, too. So we'll do Mission Impossible followed by Cast and the Curious. That's an actual podcast, actually.
Okay. It just sounds like this idea in one sense is me improving your life and you making my life worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fun. We're doing the Mission Impossible ones. We're doing Mission Impossible. And I think Cast of the Curious, I said that. I think that's a real podcast. I think I literally just invented, because especially that I switched it from Furious to Curious. I'm like, nope, I've read that. I think I've seen that somewhere.
Wait, I'm going to look it up now.
Are you looking it up? I think it's a thing.
Wait. No, I don't think it is.
It might be one of those.
It is.
I was going to say.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
But Mission Impossible we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's tough because...
He's so annoyed with
that. Okay, look.
Are you annoyed with the concept or the title?
It's mostly title. It's like the only annoying thing really is title, because I think that when you... This is a metric that's not fair for a writer, any artist, any... It's not fair for anyone, mm-hmm. because it can only be done now. It couldn't have been mm-hmm. done really in the past.
Mm-hmm.
To consume all of someone's work in a short amount of time and measure it up against itself to make sure that it's holding continuity and making sense. I think that people give Fast and Furious a hard time, but I think anything that goes beyond three movies has the same trap and problems as, you know, Fast and Furious, except for maybe the Hunger Games, because those are based off books. That I think that if a whole story is laid out for you and then you take several movies to complete the story, I think there's a much slimmer margin of you messing it up or ruining it or whatever, making it not make sense one movie to the next if it's in a book form first. But when it's movie to movie, it can always just go awry. Like the people who wrote the original Fast and Furious is like, are those the same people writing the eighth movie? Probably not.
No, I don't think anyone's involved. Well, but that's also, though, in a franchise like that, that's what I like about that franchise. It is so blatantly abandoned, like, where they started. Because it started with them being street racers who stole DVD players. And now, I think they're gods. I think they are the law. I think they are whatever you determine law to be, the governing rules of humanity. They are the ones who are in charge, and they dole out their judgment with punches and still cars. Still got to do cars.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, that's my, because honestly, the thing I think about in every movie is I go, who is the government? Who is the law in the Fast and Furious universe?
Yeah.
And it's fun to think about, because there's so many shadowy agencies, and now there's like cybernetic people in it too, basically. It's great.
Yeah.
But that's just a franchise being like, you know what? We're just going to go buck wild. Because you can only do street racing things for so long, and people don't care about us. That was fun in the late 90s.
Yeah. Look, to their credit, I think that they did abandon the street racing theme right on time, because really the first three are the only ones that are about street racing.
And then they had a big gap without a movie.
Yeah. And then
But when they did go back to street racing in 4 or 5, they went to a thing called Race Wars, where it's like, guys, you got to punch up the name of...
That's funny.
You got to do a second pass on this big race.
Yeah.
It can't be called Race Wars.
I think, yeah, I watched Hobbs and Shaw not realizing it was part of the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I watched that on a plane, not realizing it was part of that universe.
What was that experience like?
Okay. At maybe the 59th minute, I was like, something's off. something is wrong. And I think what was wrong is that the few Fast and Furious movies I've watched, outside of the first one, truly have a way of, how do you say it? They truly have a way of wrapping everything up nicely, but not neatly. So a lot of movies...
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, you see what I mean? A lot of movies will wrap up nicely and neatly, where they're like, okay, based on the story world we've created, we have to keep to some sort of sense that we're still in the same plane of existence, and we're going to mm-hmm. end the story in a way that's satisfying for the audience.
There's some sort of like stasis we have to get back to. We have to, or, yes. you know, we have to get back to, you know, here's our story world still intact, kind of.
Yes. And then the Fast and Furious movies, the ones I've watched, which I'm like five behind, but six behind. But the ones that I've watched, even back then, still found a way, except for the first one, still found a way to wrap things up in a way that was satisfying, but just could not possibly make logical sense in my mind.
Well, yeah, it gets to a point to where all the characters just have to go like, well, we're done with that, I think. Anyway, let's all have a cookout.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Which me and my brother has created a theory that all Fast and Furious movies are Thanksgiving movies. So that's a... they all at the end of every movie is Thanksgiving Day.
That's what I miss about cable.
So it's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Fast and Furious.
Like, people sleep on it. And I'm sure cable is still doing it. I just don't know who has cable that I know. But cable used to do a really good job of making a marathon that summed up the holiday in a way that was so satisfying. I don't know why. It would be so satisfying, and I would just sit there and watch TV all day because they'd be like, you know, 4th of July on Sci-Fi Network, we're going to play Twilight Zone for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of me that's like, yeah, that does make sense to me. Because as a black man in America celebrating independence for someone that was not me, but still being happy that the independence was won,
yeah,
feels a little Twilight Zone-y.
Let me watch white people be scared.
Let me watch white people be terrified of their reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or it would be, you know, Thanksgiving, and BET would just play every black Christmas movie because we didn't make enough Thanksgiving ones.
Yeah.
There's nothing like watching soul food. Like, this is one of the most insane feelings when you get old enough to really understand your surroundings. I remember being young, and I think I watched Soul Food pretty young, and my mom didn't know, but I also didn't know I should have kept it. Like, I didn't know I was sneaking a movie. It just came on, and I was watching it, but I didn't know about... This is like... It was at least rated PG-13, if not R, and so I'm...
I was going to say, is that an adult movie, really?
Like, no, it wasn't. It wasn't like a porn, but I just mean,
well,
like...
No, I know that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just didn't know if I thought that was like kind of a family movie. I've never seen that.
Yeah,
I didn't.
But it would just
I didn't
be
think
funny
there was anything like
if you
racy in it.
Hadn't seen Soul Food, and so you were like, "Oh yeah, so it must just be like a really saucy, hot, like black porn, right?"
Man, it must be nasty. I don't know.
No.
I gotta check out this Soul Food.
So, especially if Soul Food was playing on TV, it had been beat down to PG-13 at the least, right?
Right.
But I was watching it, and I just remember being like, wait. So they're playing Soul Food on Thanksgiving Day, but Soul Food is this movie where everyone gathers together and eats the food that kills Big Mama. This is insane. The woman dies in the movie,
I haven't seen it, Josh.
Like, she dies in the first 15 minutes. So, but like, it's the food that killed her. Like, I'm pretty sure they had already cut off a couple toes, right? So,
the thing is, dude, I remember you saying this about a funeral. You thought this exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, my man, how are they putting this on Thanksgiving Day knowing, unless this is either like a warning shot, like,
Hey, think twice about what you're doing right now.
Hey,
everybody.
Just so you know, we're gonna give you in film form everything that killed Big Mama, and I want you to match it to what's on your plate. And anything that is not a vegetable or cooked in pork gets to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a hard look at yourself this Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That was wild. Could not get that out of my head.
So we'll watch that too. After all the Mission Impossible movies, we'll cap it off with Soul Food. It'll be the weirdest movie marathon ever.
Yeah, I think you'll be asking questions. It'd be funny if you fell asleep during Rogue Nation and you wake up and it's Soul Food and you're like, so are they just visiting Ving Rhames' family? Like, what? Right.
Well, I'm waiting the whole time for one of them to pull the face off and it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting the whole time.
Yeah.
Which one is actually Tom Cruise in here?
Yeah.
Is Tom Cruise doing a Big Mama's House right now?
Yeah, it feels a little racist.
That seems fucked up. I don't think the franchise should have done that.
Yeah.
You should keep hanging off planes or whatever. This is somehow riskier what he's doing.
Yeah, Big Mama flatlines that you're like, Tom Cruise dies in the ninth one?
The beginning?
That's crazy. No, it's just, you know, I even now am thinking of a title for the episode.
Of this episode?
Yeah.
Lay it on me.
Bar Fights and Big Mamas.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Yes, Josh!
Yeah.
That is the name of the episode. And with that, let's open up the mailbag.
Let's do it.
This one here, this is from Nadia, and it says, New country, same My Friday show. Greetings again, Josh and Logan. Have just listened to the birthday episode, and the listener mail made me want to write y'all an update. I'm in a new country now at a new job and new heat index records and still enjoying your show. That'd be great if it was like, it's too hot now. I don't like this.
Yeah, there's something about his voice and heat.
now that it's sweaty, I just feel grumpy.
Yeah.
You still appear on my feed on my Fridays, parentheses, still your Thursdays, and make my weekends better. Note, time zone drama is the main reason I have never attended a monthly live show. That's fair. We've been trying to mix it up with our times when we do them, too, so hopefully we'll keep experimenting with that. My neighbors all know my laugh since I listen to the show on my hammock outside. I not so secretly hope that they are laughing along and become fans. Thank you for making these blisteringly hot days cooler. Nods the Great and Ridiculous. Almost said Nads, and then I realized it is signed as Nadia, and so it probably would not be Nads the Great and Ridiculous.
Yeah.
This one here is from KB, and it's titled Josh's Cooking Stories, If You Have Any. Hey, Josh, Kenny here, or Mr. Random. Oh, yeah, we've gotten messages from Mr. Random, a.k.a. Kenny, before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I believe the last time they wrote into, there's a similar situation where the entire email is written as one sentence, so I will read it as such. Hey, Josh, Kenny here, or Mr. Random, if you prefer. Whoever reads, I got it into your comedy back during COVID, catfishing the KKK, then found out you had a podcast later on, been hooked ever since, saw the Peacock special, loved every minute of it, but my question is, do you like to cook, Josh? And if you do, do you have any crazy cartoon-ass cooking stories or anything about a favorite dish? Please let me know. Also, side note, do you like anime, yay or nay? Thanks for the hilarious moments and amazing jokes. Can't wait for more. And that beeping was my camera turning off. But
okay, well, I love anime.
I got
anime.
Scared for a second because it brought up cooking, and so in my head, like an oven was beeping.
I love anime. I do have cooking stories. We'll make an episode out of it. And thank you so much for writing in.
What's your favorite anime?
My favorite anime, it's tough. Dragon Ball Z is always going to have a special place in my heart, but more recently, I loved the Tekken anime that they have on Netflix. I think it's an interesting look at the lore. And then I was watching a lot of Kengan before that, even though I hope the show was not canceled. I really, really do, because they have been doling it out in a way that is like not conducive with it being good and recommendable if they just stop it abruptly. So a lot of the animes for Netflix are doing that, where they're giving them just enough episodes in the season and just enough story that you really want to tune into the second season. But if they don't make it, it ruins the entire show. So Record of Ragnarok is also like that. Unless they finish it, it'll be completely useless and pointless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't really watch anime, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you're missing out.
The things I've seen, I've liked. But yeah, it was a world I was never into. I would say as a kid, I would try to watch Dragon Ball Z, and then I'm like, how long can I watch these guys shout at each other before they just fucking punch each other already? I know.
That's fair. I think that's fair, actually. That's why they
that's
had
what
that
it was for me.
Cut down one.
See, and I didn't know of that till much later.
Yeah, yeah. That cut down one. Had, like, ooh, wow. They should do one of those for Succession. If you cut down the nonverbals in Succession, that whole show is 20 minutes long.
Well, but that's a show about talking, though. You know what I mean? Like,
is it?
Because isn't the Dragon Balls? Yeah.
In Succession, all you got is Kendall being like,
Oh, you mean that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. You mean
yeah?
Okay.
That's the screaming of Succession.
I thought you just meant dialogue.
No. But I'm talking about Shiv, like her neck movements. You cut that out. That's half the episode.
See, and I just mean in Dragon Ball Z, I mean how much time they had to spend just like shouting about how they're going to fight.
Yeah.
Before getting to the fight. And I know then later you learn too that like that was how they stretched it for America. Of just like, make these episodes. We can fill 30 minutes with some jib jabber before we before we have a cool fight happen.
Absolutely. So, no, I mean, it's a whole world unto itself. I definitely don't read manga. I think I've read two in my entire life, and I think they were
just
both
doesn't,
Dragon Ball Z.
Does it just not translate for
it
you?
It doesn't
or something?
Hit the same for me. I don't know.
Because you're a big comic book guy, and you like anime, but manga is.
Yeah, there's something about it where I'm just like having trouble following. And then also the fact that so many of them that are popular, at least I know plenty of them are before anybody jumps down my throat, but like a lot of them that are very popular are not colored. And so it's just, it's just it actually
the ink drawings.
Yes. The detail for me is like hard to get into.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that.
But I'd like to say thank y'all so much for listening to the Josh Johnson Show. We had a great time recording. I hope you had a great time listening. If you were looking to catch up with us on any of the socials or find out when we're doing dates out in the America where you are, all you got to go to is our socials. You can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We're going to be posting whole videos of the show as well as clips. And if you're looking for Logan,
you can follow me on Instagram at Logan M. Nielsen. And if you want to get into our mailbag, you can email us, joshjohnsonshow@gmail.com. You can also leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts because we like to read those in the mailbag segment as well. You can also join our Patreon, patreon.com/joshjohnsonshow, where we have bonus podcast stuff coming soon, Mission Impossible. Also, we have our playbacks from our old live shows we've done and some other video stuff we put out there. And you can interact with us there, too. Just a little extra way to have access to us, because we've said before, we're alarmingly accessible. And yeah, we're on the road. We're on the road. I mean, as you're hearing this, like I said before, we're on the road. We're in Texas as of this release.
Mm-hmm.
And then different dates in Ohio in June. So. And we're hoping to add more. So come see us.
Yeah, come through. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you have a great rest of the week. Into the weekend.
Bye-bye.